This is Laura Lee Kapp, a solutions manager with Managed Outsource Solutions, and today I want to go over how to code cardiomyopathy. A chronic lifelong condition, cardiomyopathy refers to the progressive disease of the myocardium or heart muscle that makes it harder for the heart to pump blood to the rest of the body. The condition can make the heart chambers enlarged, stretched, and thickened, and can cause scar tissue. This affects the heart's ability to pump blood around the body. In due course, the condition can weaken the heart, causing an irregular heartbeat, heart failure, or other complications wherein the heart cannot maintain a normal ejection fraction or cardiac output. There are different types of cardiomyopathy caused by a range of factors. If left untreated, the condition can get worse over time, causing severe complications like heart failure, blood clots, heart valve problems, cardiac arrest, and even sudden death. Treatment modalities include a combination of medications and surgical procedures, which again may depend on the type and severity of cardiomyopathy. Cardiac medical coding can be challenging, and cardiologists and other specialists treating such conditions can rely on the services of a cardiology medical coding company to report the diagnosis and treatments accurately on their medical claims. According to the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, the exact cause of cardiomyopathy is unknown. However, in certain cases, it could be the result of another condition or inherited. In addition, certain other health conditions can increase the risk of cardiomyopathy. This includes long-term high blood pressure, usage of some chemotherapy drugs, use of cocaine, amphetamines, and anabolic steroids. The growth of granulomas, tiny lumps of inflammatory cells in any part of the body, the buildup of abnormal proteins in the organs, pregnancy complications, a rapid heartbeat, metabolic disorders such as obesity, thyroid disease, or diabetes, heart valve or heart tissue damage or problems, lack of essential vitamins and minerals in the diet, COVID-19 infection, and connective tissue disorders. Types of cardiomyopathy include dilated cardiomyopathy, most commonly occurring in middle-aged people. In this type of cardiomyopathy, the heart's main pumping chamber, the left ventricle, becomes enlarged and can't effectively pump blood out of the heart. Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy involves abnormal thickening of the heart muscle, which makes it harder for the heart to work. It can develop at any age, but the condition tends to be more severe if it occurs during childhood. Restrictive cardiomyopathy is the least common type that can occur at any age, but it is the most often affects older people. In this type, the heart muscle becomes stiff and less flexible. That makes it difficult to expand and fill with blood between heartbeats. Arrhythmogenic right ventricle dysplasia. This is a rare condition wherein the muscles in the lower right heart chamber, the right ventricle, is replaced by scar tissue and can lead to heart rhythm problems. Unclassified cardiomyopathy. Other types of cardiomyopathy fall into this category. In early stages, cardiomyopathy may not depict any specific signs or symptoms, but as the condition advances, signs and symptoms usually appear, and these can include a general weakness and fatigue, the shortness of breath, particularly during exertion or exercise, lightheadedness or dizziness, high blood pressure, heart palpitations, coughing when lying down, chest pain, a bloated abdomen, and edema or swelling of the feet, ankles, legs, or other body part. Cardiologists may begin the diagnosis of cardiomyopathy with a physical examination and detailed medical history, wherein questions will be asked as to when and types of symptoms occur and what factors may trigger these symptoms. Several other tests and procedures that cardiologists may use to confirm the diagnosis include blood tests, chest x-ray, electrocardiogram, echocardiogram, treadmill stress test, cardiac catheterization, cardiac MRI or CT scan, a Holter monitor, coronary angiography, and a myocardial biopsy or genetic test and screening. Treatment for cardiomyopathy varies depending on the type and severity of heart damage, whether it is due to cardiomyopathy or the resulting symptom. Some people may not require treatment until symptoms appear. Other people who struggle with the symptoms like chest pain or breathlessness may need to make certain lifestyle changes or take medications. Incorporating a heart-healthy lifestyle change like maintaining a moderate body weight, quitting the habit of smoking, following a balanced and nutritious diet, managing stress, and getting the right amount of physical activity can help manage the symptoms. Physicians may prescribe medications to treat high blood pressure, prevent water retention, and keep the heart beating with a normal rhythm, prevent blood clots, or reduce inflammation. In severe cases of cardiomyopathy, surgery or other procedures may be recommended by cardiologists. Several types of devices can be surgically implanted in the heart to improve its function and relieve symptoms. These include implantable cardioventral defibrillator, ventricular assistance device, and pacemaker. However, if symptoms are severe and medications don't work well, bypass surgery or valve surgery may be considered as an option. However, septal myectomy, a less common procedure which involves removing some heart tissue to improve blood flow through the heart, may also be suggested. For people with end-stage heart failure for whom medications and other treatments no longer work, heart transplant may be considered as a last resort. The diagnoses and treatment procedures administered must be carefully documented using the correct medical codes. Medical billing services provided by a reputable provider can ensure the correct codes on the medical claims. Cardiomyopathy is a life-threatening condition that can shorten the life expectancy if severe damage occurs early on. The disease is also progressive, which means it tends to get worse over time, especially if it isn't treated. In most cases, cardiomyopathy cannot be fully prevented. However, you can take steps to keep your heart healthy and minimize the impact of this condition. This includes getting regular exercise, avoiding the use of alcohol and illegal drugs, getting enough sleep, reducing stress, eating healthy, and managing underlying health conditions like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes. Clear documentation is important for an accurate medical billing process. In order to submit error-free medical claims using the correct medical codes, healthcare practices can rely on services of an experienced medical billing company. For a full list of ICD-10 codes associated with this podcast, please see the attached document.